Zondervan presents If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat by John Ortberg. Read by Maury Singlin. Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 32 say, "And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, 'It is a ghost.' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.' Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' He said, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, 'You of little faith, why did you doubt?' When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Preface. I want to invite you to go for a walk. The Bible is, among other things, a list of unforgettable walks. The first one was taken by God Himself, who, we are told, used to walk in the garden in the cool of the day. But as a general rule, God asked people to walk with Him. There was the hard walk that Abraham took with his son Isaac on the road to Moriah. There was the liberating walk Moses and the Israelites took through the path that was normally occupied by the Red Sea.